Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, oh, welcome to the show, everybody, to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. Today is Sunday, October the 8th, second Sunday of October. Y'all, before we get started, do you know? Last week was the first week in history where I had no one tune in. Isn't that interesting? Quite interesting. Quite interesting. 440-538, I see you. Not sure who you are, but thank you for calling in. Amber Girl, I see you. Jerome on the mic, I see you. As always, sis, I see you. Bree is en route to bring me dinner tonight. By the time I get it will be past my dinner time, but I will definitely enjoy it tomorrow. With that being said, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. How tonight's show is going to go is that this is a free-for-all. Free-for-all. Let's talk about whatever you have on your mind. We have a full hour of just unadulterated, uncensored conversations. Whatever you want to talk about, let's just talk about it. Sis, you ready? I can open you up. Guys, hit your number one on your keypad, or if you have my personal number, text me if you're ready to chime in or if you want to, you know, say something. Tanya, as always, thank you, hon, for tuning in. Amber Girl, I see you out there, 216-216. I'm not sure who you guys are, but thank you for tuning in. I definitely appreciate the love this week because I was in my feelings last week. but I'm better now, so I definitely appreciate that. Just let me know. I know you're on the road, but let me know. Oh. Hey, Mika. Hey, honey. Thank you for tuning in, girl. I like when I have supporters that I know, and of course supporters that I don't know. But thank you, me, for tuning in. Yeah, so with that being said, so let me know once you're ready for me to open you up. Jerome, I know you as well, Tanya. Just let me know. Again, today is a free-for-all. Hit your number one to join into the conversation or text me if you have something to talk about. Again, uncensored, unadulterated, free-for-all. Let's go. What do you want to talk about? Since I'm about to open you up. Hope you're ready. Because you're being opened up, lady.
I'm driving, so I was like, I said, I don't know if it's there,
but
whatever.
But, oh, yeah, right. I'm like, I keep forgetting you driving. I said, I don't want you texting and driving, so, yeah, I got to be very mindful of that.
Get the people on me.
Hey, girl, I'm just saying, I know better. But, yeah, we got a nice little audience today. Again, I know you know what the topic was about, but rather what the show is about. So yeah, today, what you got on your mind? What you got on your brain? You want to chop it up about? I was thinking. I'm like, man, my mind can go on and on and on about things to talk about. My listeners, if you guys want to text me something that you want to hear us talk about, that'd be great. Because I don't want to get too involved in the conversation because, you know, that can go on and on. But I want us to have an opportunity to speak about a couple things. I know Tanya had brought up a week or so ago, she had texted me and was telling me about how many children was missing in September in Cleveland alone. That's just 1 month. And I remember one of her topics a month back was about that. And it's so interesting how we don't really know what's going on, but something is seriously, like, going on. But how is all these children still coming up missing? like with so much technology these days, they're just vanishing. Like, what you think that could possibly be, sis? Like, is it someone coming in from another? You think it's so you think they're running away or just leaving?
Some may be runaways, but I think because I read a story about a child in Cleveland the other day, and they were talking about, you know, the child had been missing, and then they found the child in a whole other state because she met somebody online and was talking to them. And
wow.
Like, you have to be careful about, you know, who your children are talking to or what they have access to. You know, and who they have access to.
That is true. And I did. Go ahead, sis.
Oh, no. I'm just saying if where your children are going. If they tell you they're going to a friend's house or whatever, I ain't meet your mother, you ain't going. You know, I need to know what's going on. How about they come over here? Because you ain't going.
Right. And it's so hard. Yeah, and it's difficult now.
Over their house.
Mm-hmm. Part of so. Because, like, now, I think I was telling that to you earlier. Was that you or was it my auntie? It was somebody I was talking to today. Oh, I think it was my auntie. And I was telling them, I'm like, man, you could not pay me to have a child these days. I just couldn't do it. Like, I mean, of course, if I had to, I would, but it's just so difficult to be a parent these days because I remember when I was young and when the little times I used to run away from home and just be gone for weeks and weeks at a time and just be gone. Wanted to be grown, that's all, 14 years old, just wanted to be outside at nighttime, of course, because we had a curfew, so we had to be in the house before the street lights, but I just wanted to be outside at night. That's just something that I enjoy to do. But over the years, of course, things have changed since, you know, back in the 80s opposed to now being a teenager. But things are different. Children have access to different things than we had, different type of drugs, different type of people, different type of communication. We didn't have cell phones. We had little corny pagers. Did I even have a pager back then? I know pagers were out, but we didn't want to do the things that the children want to do now. You know what I'm saying? But they're more expressive. Like, the children these days are a lot more expressive than we were when we were younger. You know what I'm saying? But once you think about it, yeah, because you're hearing the rumors about the aliens and you're hearing the rumors about this, that, and the other, but you're right. It's just these children meeting people on the internet and they just gone. Crazy. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. If I had a child, I just would have to be that parent. But then again, that's censoring that child to be who they want to be. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But yeah, I wanted to definitely mention that. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, that's like even with my adult children, when they were young, it wasn't, they could go spend the night over people's house. I didn't know, I just didn't go for it. My daughter's 30, and she knew already because I told her, don't ask if you go spend the night at somebody's house. I don't know what the hell happened at their house when they gone, when their parents gone, or why their parents is there. I don't know.
But you know what, sis? I don't think Amber, did I let y'all spend a night over at people's house? You could just text me because I know you're not going to open your mic. I mean, I know you're not going to speak on the air. But did I let y'all? I don't think I let my children. I think my children was always at home. And I can't, to be honest, I can't even remember if I let their friends spend a night. Like, I don't know. I know now if I had a child, I would not let my children go spend a night on nobody's house. It's just too many things happening. It just is. The guns, the drugs.
You have to be careful when your kids are at school.
That too.
You know,
that too. Just being outside, period. Like, yeah, absolutely. Parents out there that have children under 18, hats off to you all. Hats off. Absolutely. You guys have a heck of a job ahead. And, man, I'm sending all the positivity and good energy and vibes y'all way, because y'all have a challenge ahead, and it's only getting worse. It's only getting worse. But, yeah. So, I'm not a celebrity news person, but I do want to discuss this Papoose and what's her name, Remy Ma, right? And the only reason why I want to discuss this is the loyalty aspect of it, right? So I just found out a couple of days ago, my daughter Bree was telling me that I guess they're supposed to be breaking up because she cheated on him. I'm not really into the celebrity news because I don't really be on the social media thing, but I did look it up because I was quite interested. Because I did like them as a couple. I wouldn't say they were my couple goals, but they just was a nice couple. You hear the story about how she went to jail, and you don't hear this a lot, and how he held her down, stayed loyal, blah, blah, blah. And then they've been together over 10 years, 15 years or whatever. They got a child, blah, blah, blah. And now they're saying that she cheated on him. I only want to talk about the loyalty aspect of this. I don't want to talk about the cheating, because whatever it is, they're adults, they can do what they want to do. But my thoughts on this is that I've been seeing little clips, too, where females are saying that she making it bad for the men and blah, blah, blah. It's just, at the end of the day, they're still humans. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure we are. Well, I won't say you, sis, because I know you've been married to the same man for however many decades. But think about me, and I can say it about Taya. Taya, I can say Taya never cheated. Blah, blah, blah. I can go on and on down the list who's on the show with us. But they're humans, though. But my thing is, with him, you don't find that often where you got a guy, and Jerome, if you got time, I want you to chime in on this, where you got a guy that's totally loyal to a female while they're locked up. Like, you never hear this. You hear it every so often about a female being loyal to a guy incarcerated, but for him to stand by her and just be there and then just be this type of dude, and then this happened, sorry, Pap, that happened, but that still doesn't change the dynamic of what a man is and what a woman is. What you think about that, sis? Because we all
know.
Well, human.
I know you don't
want
to talk about the cheating aspect, but you have to talk about it because that's the reason. The whole time.
Right.
The whole time that she was in jail, he held it down. He held her down.
Right.
Because she herself even said that. And one thing, I'm not a fan of neither because I don't watch them. I don't know much about them except for what I've seen over the last, you know, few years or whatever here and there. But she talked about how he had been there for her, like nobody's business, did all these different things for her. And you appreciated that so much that this is what you did. And Papoose has always been quick to defend her about anything. Quick to defend her. And when this rumor started, he didn't say anything. And I was like, that kind of sounds like there may be some truth to this. And they had that little rap battle a couple weeks ago or whatever, and the guy that was talking, he brought it all up, told everything, just talked about it. And the guy that she was supposedly cheating with, he kind of confirmed it in his verse, you know? Mm. And I was just thinking, like, wow, it seems to always be the good one, always end up with somebody who can't be loyal to them, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened to that? That was something that you say you appreciated, and all of this and then turn around and this is what you do to them. This is how you show your appreciation when you got somebody there. This little dude that she with, he ain't going to be loyal to her. He ain't going to be there for her. You done destroyed entire future for what? A wet ass?
I think
that's what it boiled down to.
I think with that part of self, and it wasn't so much like I wanted to, I get cheating as an aspect of this, but I really didn't want to get into that part right now. But I really want to talk more so about the loyalty. But once you look at it, this, again, I can't emphasize this enough, they're humans. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're no different than you and I. Like, yes, she may have done this, and yeah, he may have done that, but at the end of the day, she just became possibly uninterested. We don't really know exactly what it is. We're just going by what we're hearing online. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say factually, okay, this is what's going on because I'm a friend of his or I'm a friend of hers or I was there, blah, blah, blah. But it is quite interesting because you don't hear this about the male species holding down a female, and the end result is this. You know what I'm saying? So going back to what I initially was wanting to talk about with the loyalty part. Go ahead. What you were saying, sis?
Yeah, she human, sis, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. It's all about choices. And she made a choice. She made a conscious decision. You know, as an adult, and you say we're all adults, right? So she made an adult decision based upon temporary emotions because there's consequences, and we talked about that. There's consequences for all actions. And at some point, she thought she wasn't going to have to pay the consequences for it. Not only did you mess up your marriage, but you also messed up the children that's involved. You know what I'm saying?
But
you got kids.
But what we just what did we just say before when we were just talking before we came on air? When you were talking about you tell your children the same thing. There's consequences for all your actions. Or not necessarily saying this is a consequence, but there's a result to every action you make. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not to say, again, I don't know neither one of them, but just discussing it, you know, in a conversation, it's not really that abnormal. The only thing is like a conversation about it from just not just us, but other people is because everyone is looking at how loyal he was. You know what I'm saying? How loyal he was. You don't hear that often. You always hear about how loyal the female is and then the guy do it. You don't often hear about this, the guy being the one like, wait, hold the heck up. I've been loyal to this female and she do this. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to kind of like dive a little bit in and talk about. Like, dang, what you think about that being the male species? Go ahead, sis.
I mean, she was blessed, and it just, to me, the whole thing just shows the blessings that we throw away, you know, thinking that you may get something better out here. Wait a minute, sis. Hold on. Keep talking, sis. Hold on.
I got you. So, yeah, no, I get that. I get that. If you guys want to chime in the conversation, I got you. I'm about to bring you in right now. I'm about to bring you in right now, Jerome. Anybody else, if you guys want to chime in, hit your number one on your keypad. It would notify me if you want to comment, or you could just text me, hey, Queen, if you got my personal number, have me bring you in, and I can. So here we go. Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on, Jerome?
Now,
how you doing
Sunday
evening?
I'm doing great.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You wanted to tap in on a conversation about this or what we were talking about the children? Either one is cool, though. You had a topic of your own to chime in on or add to the conversation.
I want to chime in on this right here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was going to say it's a number of things with these type of situations. It just makes you realize, too, like, a person's value, right, and what people value. But also it makes you think about how we overextend ourselves, right, where we call ourselves, things happen. Because a lot of times we could say, yeah, he was a loyal dude, you know, and from what we hear, he was. But at the same time, can't nothing exist outside of self. He probably gave so much of himself up that he didn't have enough energy and love for himself, that he started allowing things to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I don't know what happened, how it happened, or when it happened, but I can guarantee you, at some place in these situations when they be happening, we be playing ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because we can always say what the other person did, but the real lesson going to come in when we look at the role that we played in the situation. You know, and I know often in life, I'm speaking as a man. We don't... Mm-hmm. We're not really loved. We're respected, right? We're tolerated because soon as things adjust, the love change and the respect change. So, like I say, at some point, he had to start allowing things to happen. Or like I say, he's given too much of himself where he lost himself in the process and where it allowed him to look weak. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we can give ourselves so much where we turn around, we get the, oh, what you need? Oh, I got you. You know what I'm saying? We like at a woman's very back and call. I'm guilty of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm able to speak to it. You know what I'm saying? But to the point to where we play ourselves, so it don't be more so about the loyalty or the respect. It be the disrespect that we didn't give in ourselves. And then it'd be reciprocated.
Interesting. I like that. And I needed to hear that from, of course, the male species. But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that whatever they're going through, they're going through. Because even though I'm not for a relationship, I am a fan of relationship. I just like to see, you know, happy folks. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I just definitely wanted to kind of talk about that briefly and just get you guys' thoughts on that, especially the loyalty aspect. I get it. I really didn't want to chime in much on the cheating part or because that's just life for real. But, you know. But, yeah, I appreciate the feedback. Did you have a topic you wanted to talk about real quick?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to tap into, for real, like, mental health. And the reason why I wanted to chime in on mental health is because we ignore it for real. And we think everything is just, so that person just dealing with something, they'd be all right. But mental health, you can spiral down. You can spiral into that shit deep. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know where it can take a person. Some people never come back from it. You know what I'm saying? Whether physically or mentally never come back from the spaces that they be in. But just checking in with ourselves and checking in with our loved ones and seeing if they cool mentally. You know what I'm saying? I remember me and Bree, we had this thing, right? We just used to be like, shit, I'm just tapping in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, what's going on? What's this or what's that? It'd be like, shit, I'm just tapping in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You good, my nigga, mentally? Like, you feel me? Because a lot of times that shit needed. Because most of the times when our phone ring, either people want something or they want us to do something. Rarely do people call, check about your well-being and your mental health.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
I like that. And you know what? That is a great thing, and I'm glad you guys did that. And if y'all not continuing that, y'all should definitely continue that. And I think that's something that we should just start doing. Like, just on the fly. You know what I'm saying? I suck at keeping in touch with people. I know I do. I really do. But that is a very important thing. Huh? What'd you say, sis?
I said, yeah, you do, sir. I said,
I do. I'm horrible at that. I felt bad when my auntie called me today because my auntie has failed. My auntie, like 80-some years old. I love her. That's my daddy's sister. And she fell and she broke her hip in two places. And the thing is, I actually had good intentions to call and check on her because I just thought she was at home healing. She'd been in the hospital all the time. She's still in the hospital. And I just felt bad because I suck at keeping in touch with people. Hey, Bree. Bree in the studio, y'all. I suck at checking on people, but I have to be better. I have to get better at that. But I care. I like the other day, yesterday, sis, what I say. I was sitting there, and you just crossed my mind. I just caught.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. The sound is here. Hey, Bree. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you, thank you. I got food. Ooh, oh, you so sweet. Such a sweetie pie. Oh, okay, love y'all. Love you. Love you, love you. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. But, yeah, we definitely need to start doing that, checking on people, because mental health is very serious. I had a conversation with someone today about that. As a matter of fact, I say I don't keep in touch with people, but I do, because I did speak to like three different people today. I have, okay, love you too, that I haven't spoken to in a while just to check on them. But I had a conversation with one of them, and I was telling them how mental health is so real. Like, everywhere, it's everywhere, even out here where I live. It's like people just roaming the streets, but they don't have that person. Like Jerome say, sometimes you just got to check on a person to see how they're doing. Very important. I like that you brought that up. Sis, did you want to, real quick, who is that? 341, thank you for tuning in. I'm not sure who you are, but I appreciate it. We just having a free-for-all. You know, talking about whatever we have on our mind, uncensored, unadulterated, adult conversations. If you guys want to chime in, hit your number one and just, you know, let us hear what you got to talk about, or text me and I can bring you in, or just text me and I can just start the conversation. It was good to see my grandson. I haven't seen my grandson in a while, but my daughter brought me dinner. But sis. Did you want to chime in on what Jerome was saying about the importance of checking in? Sometimes you just got to check in on a person.
It is important. Mental health is very important because you don't know. Certain things may affect you one way, and it may affect another person totally different. And life-changing events are the hardest for people to deal with, especially unexpected. That's a hard one right there.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. And that's, you know, it don't take, all it takes is a few minutes. Sometimes that's all a person needs, is to know that somebody is thinking about it. Somebody cares. You know? And if it ain't nothing but, to me, I think it's better to take a phone call and send a text, because a person, emotion in somebody's voice. You can hear it.
You said it's better to call opposed to text to check on a person?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, well, you leave, you know, you don't know exactly what's going on with that person. They can tell you anything. Anything.
Right.
And you know, just to get you off the phone.
Right.
You know? And it's like, so, if they, oh, yeah, I'm fine, that's everybody's go-to. And they may really not be fine.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think, I agree with the text and the post to, I mean, the call and the post to texting, but, you know, a person can really put on a front and say, I'm cool and really not be cool. I mean, we can go on and on and talk about this mental health. That can, man, we could talk hours about mental health, how to see it, how to recognize it, when to check in, when not to check in, how to check in, you know what I'm saying? But that's just a heavy one. That's a heavy one. But I think nowadays, because I know at one point, just probably recently within the last couple of years, they were saying how it's frowned upon in the Black community to have any type of mental health issues. You know, you see the police killing guys or females that just having mental health breakdowns and things like that. But I think when it comes to that, it's just not enough information out there. Or, nope, I'm not going to say that. It's enough information out there. It's not enough help. Because just recently I read that they were saying that they're lacking mental health help for the youth, and I think they are. You know what I'm saying? Our children, man, our children need it. They just need it. But I think it goes with the same thing with our young children. They don't want to be labeled that, even though it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's of course a conversation we need to have soon, because we did it a couple of times, but we haven't done it in a while. We definitely need to talk about mental health again.
Can I chime in on that?
You at any time, huh? Yeah, go ahead.
So this is what I wanted to say. So like a lot of times with the youth, it'd be hard for a lot of adults to connect with them because we're not transparent. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We hide the things that we dealt with, that we deal with, and that we struggle with. So it's hard to connect with them when we're not sharing our flaws and our shortcomings with them, because it places us in a space where we're able to relate to them. When I was doing my group on Thursdays 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to them about mental health, I'm like, how many of y'all thought about not being here before? And I raised my hand, and then four other hands had went up. You know what I'm saying? Then I was talking to him about how many of y'all just be depressed all the time, and every time I raised my hand up, they was more so eager to raise their hand up, but also share their story. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say, like, when it comes to the young people, one of the most important things we can do, because nowadays we so caught up in trying to relate to them too much on a materialistic level that we be disconnected from them from a mental, emotional, and spiritual level. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it really counts. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, a kid can look at us and see like, oh, they dress nice. They might be cool or deem us cool. But when we remove the shell, you know what I'm saying, like, and tap in, like, who are we for real? You know what I'm saying? Or are we that we trying to reach? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, just some things to consider.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a good thing that you have going on. You know, I say it often, but we need more folks like you. We need more programs like you have. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot. It's so many children out here that just need that, and they just don't have that. You know what I'm saying? And willfully, you'll be able to reach out to more children in our, not just in our area, but beyond, to just help them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what they say, the children are our future, and that's just true. You know, if they not together, they not going to be together then. They not together now, they not going to be together then. But, yeah, I definitely appreciate you being that fixture in our community to help our young brothers. Do you have females? You don't have females, do you?
No, I'm working on it, dog.
I got you. Okay.
What? It is. So, look, on Saturdays, you know, Thursdays is the all-boys group, but then Saturday is chess. So it's this young girl. She come in. She 10. And that's why I really love the work that I do for this very thing. So when we was talking about how we felt and stuff, she had mentioned, like, she ain't got no friends. So the guys was like, oh, no, we your friends. So, like, if you need somebody to talk to or whatever, like, we in a group chat, like, say something. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make sure we make ourselves available to you. And these other 10-year-olds into it like this. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was beautiful because the young lady, she turned around like that was her being vulnerable, even expressing that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She don't have no friends. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can feel like when they ain't got nobody, like, dang, what purpose I serve? You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to be around. Mm-hmm. It makes them start looking at themselves in a negative light. So, yeah, just you know, like, yeah, so it is, young ladies that do show up on Saturday sometime.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, you know, and not to, like, bring more world awareness to the adults and their mental health, but it all plays the same. It all balances out. The youth need it just as much as the adults. So I don't want it seem like I'm just being partial to the youth, but we need it. We all need it, like, for real. That check-in, I like that check-in. Everybody that's on the show tonight, if you got each other's number, we just going to start to check in. Hey, how you doing? I'm going to try my best, sis. I'm going to try my best.
I'm gonna try.
But when the check in come, I'm there. But I'm gonna do a little better, guys. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Jerome. Great add on to the dialogue. Yeah,
no,
so you guys
sure
wanna chime in? Absolutely. The number, you guys are, I don't think I have anyone online, so I don't need to do that. But if you guys want to chime in, talk about something real quick. Hit your number one. Tanya, you quiet. The babies, where the babies at? I want to hear your thoughts. If you want to chime in, hit your number one. Let me know if you want to add into the conversation. I think everyone else is my new listeners. But, yeah.
Hey, Coin.
Yes.
No, I was gonna also say though too, like when we checking in, we gotta be like non-judgmental too, because a lot of times we can check in with people, and when they share stuff with us, you know what I'm saying? We get about it, right? First, just allowing them to be heard in that moment, you know, quietly. Like that shit is important, because that's why, like I say, like Bree, that's my nigga, you feel me? Because, like, that's literally how it be. Like, it ain't no judgmental thing. It's like, shit, we doing what we got to do, whatever it may look like. You know what I'm saying? Just encouraging each other in that space. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know what you got to do for you. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Because a lot of times we could be negative. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely appreciate that. And that is true. And it's so hard to, I won't say it's hard, because I know me, I don't like to be judged. I cut people off who's judgy. I just do. But I don't want that in my life. Now, I don't know am I judgmental? You know, sometimes you got to ask someone else about yourself, because you might not think you are, but you are. Am I judgy?
No, but you quick to cut somebody off if you don't agree with what they think.
No, did not say it. For real? Jerome, am I like that? Jerome, have I ever cut you off without saying part of self?
No, but you know what's funny though that
no,
she said that.
You know what?
No, look, you know what's funny that she said that though. Remember, I told you like Hey, Bree, my nigga, I love Bree. But, you know, Bree do the same thing, though. No, I love you, Bree, though. You my nigga. Y'all do the same thing.
Since we was little kids.
I know Bree drives it, so I don't really want her talking and driving, but I just need her to chime in. Wow. Interesting. Somebody hand raised. Who hand raised? Let's see. Oh, that's fire. Oh, that's Ann Bree. Hold on, I'm about to read them both for you. Hold on a second. Bree.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear. Hold on, yes. Taya. I'm about to bring you. I'm about to open you up anyway. Hold on, Taya. Go ahead, Bree.
Okay, I was like, okay, I had to chime in about this because listen, and y'all, you know what? I agree because I was listening to you, Jerome, when you were saying, you know, not to be so judgy. I was like, that's right. But listen, I do not cut no one off. I was just telling my nephew how this is what you do. I would be telling you what's going on. You like, can I suggest something? You the one that cut
you talk about
off
me or you talk about Jerome?
Jerome, because he said,
oh, okay, Jerome.
Yeah, that's Jerome. No. Because Jerome be like, because I'll tell him something. And you know, he's never judged you or anything like that. But he be like, can I suggest something? And I'd be like, well, yeah, all right. You know me. And I just say I'm not going to take his advice because I don't take all advice because all advice isn't good advice. I'm not saying his advice isn't good advice, but all advice. And sometimes it don't apply to me. This could work for you. Don't mean work for me. Let me slow down. I know I'm on the show. Mm-hmm. This is what because I know I talk
bad. No, you could.
But no, I don't mind. What you around talking about? We be cutting him off. What are you talking about?
But wait, but no. That's so crazy. Hey, Jerome, wait a minute, because I say the same thing to Bree. I'm going to say why I say, let me suggest something. You know why I do it.
Well, wait a minute. Before you say something, sis, you do the same thing.
I do what? Bree, let me suggest something.
It's like talking to yourself then.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you that before.
Go ahead, Jerome. Hold on, sis. What you say, Jerome?
No, Bree told me it's a cancer thing. She's like, you know what, Jerome? My mama do. Hey, she done hit me with that plenty of times, Jerome.
Hey. Oh, it's a cancer thing. I do the same thing with Bree. The only reason why I do it because Bree don't like nobody telling what to do. So it's like, let me suggest it instead of telling you what to do. I've told her that, though.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be
thanks,
a little bit more respectful. You said what you say, sis?
Same thing. And then
same
y'all
thing?
Making excuses
talking
about it's a cancer thing.
Let me take this back
a couple years. Remember when you was doing them cards?
Yes.
So I told you this then, and you said, I'm a cancer. I said, what the hell I got to do with anything? I'm gonna have to pull some cards. And what? And I laughed, and you was like, that ain't funny. And I said, yes, it is. I said, because you know what that is? And you was like, well, what is it? I said, an excuse.
Wow.
And you said, well, then
that's
an excuse
interesting.
Then.
That's interesting. Y'all is funny. Taya, I'm so sorry, Taya. Taya been waiting to chime in. How you doing, Taya? Did she go? I don't know where her went. Oh, Taya. I don't know what happened to Taya. Okay. Bree, you still there? Bree still there. Bree probably got me on.
Yeah, fine.
But y'all is funny. I don't know what happened to Taya. Y'all is too funny. I say all that to say. We it's not a cancer thing. It's more so like we just looking out for you. Free thing, that's all. We care and love about you. I mean, we care about you and love you, Bree. That's what that is.
I love it, Ma. I love it. I was on mute.
That's
I,
what's
I
up.
Heard it by
That's what's up. I don't know what happened to Cyan. I lost Cyan. But, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that was pretty good. But I appreciate it. I'll try to pay more attention to me being mindful when a person talking to me, and I won't cut y'all off. But
me too.
But
yeah,
because you cut people off. Period. Like you will be done.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna
get,
cut you
I'm
off.
Done with
her. I'm done.
Look,
I just think.
I said that's not an offense enough to break a relationship. What about the relationship, meaning a friendship, any type of relationship? And
right.
He's like, Oh, I'm done. I said, sis, you won't have you ain't gonna have nobody around. You said I don't care.
But you
I
know
said,
what though?
I laugh at you all the time.
I know, right?
You crack me up, and I love your insight on stuff. I really do. Like, but I love the one thing that I like the fact is that you and I can agree to disagree, and we'd be cool. We have to agree to disagree, and. I mean, but I like that because I don't give a person that many chances to keep going over the thing or whatever. Like, I talk to you, and that's it mm-hmm. as far as, like, really deep discussions if I want to share it with somebody. Because I know regardless
mm-hmm.
of what, you're going to tell me what you think about it or how you feel, and you'll also call me and be like, you shouldn't have did that, or that's right or that's wrong, or something like that. And I appreciate that. Because everybody is not honest enough to be able, you know, to say that to somebody. And so
I appreciate
the friendship. I appreciate the sisterhood. Yeah, I really do. I just wanted to tell you that.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. And I don't have too many people that have said that about me, so I definitely appreciate it. I know I can be, I won't say difficult, but I know I can be a challenge. But if you in my circle, if I call you a friend or if I call you somebody I mess with, then you very important to me because I really don't have patience for a lot of people. So I definitely appreciate that, sis. And, you know, I've been knowing you since the sand pit. Down Longwood. That's a long time. I was back in the '80s, girl. Back in the '70s. Wait. Yeah. Yes. Late '70s, early '80s. So we go way back and I don't think I got too many that I could say that about, so I definitely appreciate that. Jerome became a friend as well too, Jerome. I definitely appreciate that. We didn't have some nice conversations, so yeah, but I mess with my children. Like, my children and my grandchildren, they're going to forever go a long way with me. But outside of that, like, family, you know, it's easy to be cut off. Sorry to say. But I mess with my children. I mess with my grandchildren. And there's a select few outside of that I do, and that's including you and Jerome. So, and I'm just mentioning that, you know, those are on the air. That know me. But yeah, great conversation, y'all. Definitely appreciate the love, the insight, the wisdom. You know how we do it. Last week, y'all, I had no one tune in. But y'all came back this week, and y'all came back this week. So I definitely appreciate y'all. Yes, yes, yes. But with that being said, we got a couple more minutes, since I know you're on your way to work. But
Girl, I've been here.
Oh, that's right. You are.
I've been here. I'm sitting in, you know, I'm just chilling.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's
I'm
up.
Just chilling. So remember when
you
call me mean all the time?
Yeah, you're not as mean as you used to be, though.
You was like, you used to be exactly how you feel. Real mean.
You wasn't real mean, but you were mean.
Hmm. Damn.
Our listeners we used to have on the air, they used to always say, "Who is that? You were mean. You didn't get a lot nicer though over time." We all do. We all should evolve, whether good or bad, at some point. It's okay to revolve into something not so nice, but it's okay to revolve into something that's nice. So you are a very sweet person, very thoughtful, always have been. But yeah, you are no nonsense. That's what that is. And then yeah, you could come off to be a little mean. Yeah, but you gotten better. You've gotten better.
Okay. Then that's a plus. I know. I was told that by one of my coworkers. She said, "You so straightforward, and you would say if you did something." Like, I said,
mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, mm-hmm. because I told her that just last night. I said, I learned as a kid. The same thing I told you earlier, I learned as a kid. Ain't nobody got to go tell nothing on me because I will tell on myself, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And let the chips fall where they may, because I don't need
mm-hmm.
nothing distorted or anything.
Yeah,
so,
and
yeah,
it's good to be straightforward. Like, it's good to be honest and straightforward. Just get straight to the point, like, period. Like, you know, like you say, you don't have to tell on me. I'll tell the story. You know what I'm saying? Then we can
mm-hmm.
fact check it later. But 9 times out of 10, my story is going to be A1 and correct. And let me say what I did. I don't need you to tell me what I did. And that's just how we as humans should be anyway. Just be straight, honest, and to the point. You an adult, or even if you're a child, just say what it is. Like, what's the worst can happen other than if you done committed a senseless crime, and you know what I'm saying? But other than that, what's the worst that can happen, you know, of you not being honest and not being straightforward? Just say what it is. I say this all the time.
Yeah.
I have to tell Greg this all the time, too, and not to bring him up because he's my man or anything. But, dang, that's so crazy, girl. I'll tell you why Greg called it right now. But it's like, why do I have to lie? You know what I'm saying? Or be untruthful. Like, who gonna do something to me?
You
I'm not committing any crime.
Mm-hmm. I think that people are so used to people not telling the truth. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't know how to react when they receive it. You know
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying? And so
makes a lot
you
of
gotta
sense.
Go look
yeah.
for it. You don't have to go searching for it. And you don't have to be Inspector Gadget, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so that's a hard pill for some people to swallow because they so
you are right.
Having to search for things, you know, having to search
mm-hmm.
for it or look for it. You don't have to do that. Question
mm-hmm.
ask. Believe me, I'll answer it. And if I don't want to, I'll just flat out tell you, no, I don't want to. Word ain't none of your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're
you
right,
know,
though, because it do makes a lot of sense, you know, that you say that, like, people that are not truthful are used to people not being truthful to them. So I think it's a psychological thing. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're raised to know that you tell the truth, truth will set you free, blah, 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 we are what we exist in. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
me, I'm a very peaceful person, trust me. But I exist in it. You know, but it took me a long time to get here. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like overnight for me to get to where I am, but yeah, but that's a good trait. So, to just recap, we definitely need to start checking in a little bit more on our people. You know what I'm saying? Just a mental health check-in. Hey, how you doing? If you want to have a full-blown conversation, cool. But I definitely want to start that. Again, I'm going to try my best to be more, what you call that? What is that? Be more, I don't know, something. I can't think of a word to use for that, but yeah. I'm going to try to be. No, like check in on folks. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that many people that I need to check in with, because everybody that I would, they do it anyway. You know, outside of my 80-some-year-old auntie, I need to call her more. I definitely really do need to call her more. But, yeah, that and you know, we had some good conversations today, some good information. So, yeah, definitely you guys are still on, you know, just think about those that you might want to check in a little more often on, just to make sure they are right, need anything. Even if you can't, you know, provide them what they need, at least let them know that you thought about them or something like that. And, yes, be more upfront and be more honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's a great one. That is a great one. And what else did we talk about? Oh, we talked about the children still coming up missing. But Tanya, she not on, but she and I were texting about it the other day. And I didn't think about it when you said it, though, sis, and it's right. It's just the internet. They're just, these children are expressing themselves, and they're just finding love somewhere else or finding relationships other places, and they just, I'm going to get it. That's all. But we'll see those missing return home, and everything will be okay. We briefly talked about the Papoose and Remy Ma situation. And, again, I just really want to talk about the shine more into the loyalty aspect of that. And then what else we talked about? Oh, yeah, that was it. But, yeah, great conversation.
The mental health.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the mental health. Definitely very important for the youth and adults, you guys. So if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, sometimes you could just, it doesn't have to be someone that you know. They even had these apps where you can, what's the name of that one app? It's called something with a B. But they just, you can either do like a text, or you can do a video, or you can do in person. But I cannot think of the name. I didn't click over and dial the number. That's so crazy. That's somebody that I had wanted to talk to, too. But, yeah, sometimes it's just good to talk to somebody that you don't know, that won't be judgmental, and they'll definitely be, you know, biased or whatever. Can you still hear me, sis?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so I got to figure out, I'm going to try to remember next time we're on the air, that app where you can kind of talk. Because mental health is so important. We talked about it on several shows. And we can never talk about it too much, but mental health is so very important. Please make sure you guys take care of your mental health. Yes. Well, sis, I definitely appreciate you tuning in. Thank you, Bree, for bringing my food. She's still on. Thank you, Bree. Love you, girl. Amber. Thank you, thank you. Danica, thank you, thank you. Jerome left. I don't know who that other listener was. Tanya is gone. But I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in on Sunday at 7. As always, it is a great pleasure for you guys to tune into the Enigmatic Wave radio show every Sunday at 7 o'clock. Hey, sis, did I tell you last week nobody tuned in to us?
That's okay, sis. It's okay. Sometimes it happens.
I know, right?
You know, life happened with some of the people.
Yeah, and I think that I talked to somebody. Oh, that was Greg. Me and Greg were talking about that earlier, and he was saying how people just doing their own thing, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely still appreciate those who still come back and support the show. It is what it is. And with that being said, you guys definitely enjoy this beautiful fall Sunday evening. I think it's raining over here where I am, but I'm about to enjoy the rest of my evening. I'm about to finish watching this All About the Benjamins and finish my work. Oh, and give me a late night workout in. Other than that, it has been a great, 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 great pleasure having you guys on with me this evening. I'm not sure what next week's topic will be, but we'll see everyone will tune in all the same. And with that being said, you guys definitely enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you, sis.
Always.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, great show.
When we have had enough, I'ma be so cold.